The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So it is useful to have questions or sometimes statements, Dharma statements, that you keep close by and you repeat to yourself the question, or you repeat yourself the statement as a kind of a reference point to help you investigate, help you look in particular ways. So you have maybe one question or one statement that you might use repeatedly for a week. And it kind of comes in and out, and you use it different times in different places, and sometimes it's like, not now, and you don't look at it, and sometimes you say, well, that's interesting. How is this relevant now? And it helps you investigate, understand what's more there. So I'd like to offer you a question for this week or for today. And the question for you to carry with you is, why not be happy right now? Why not be happy? And then if you ask that question, what happens to you? Do you get nauseous? You're like, oh, gee, you know, this Pollyannish American Buddhism, you know, you're supposed to be happy all the time and get angry, and they don't understand life is full of difficulties. But that wasn't, there was no instructions to be happy. I wasn't telling you, be happy. It was a question, why not be happy? And what comes up for you with that question? Maybe what comes up is you have a long list of really good reasons why not to be happy. But maybe you've never been conscious of that list. You just kind of went along merrily as if that's the way the universe is. But then you maybe come up with your list. And if you can see clearly your list of, you know, why it's a really good idea not to be happy right now, you know, why it's important, why you need... then you can say, do I really need to be limited that way? Do I really need to buy into that? Is that really relevant at this very moment? So, you know, you might, you know, people do have all kinds of tragedies and difficulties, and don't want to belittle any of them, but sometimes they're not completely present. You know, I've had illnesses, surgeries and different kinds. And the day before the surgery is not happening. And look around, and, you know, the moment is good. And why not be happy? Well, because I have surgery and I better get serious. I better get anxious. I better, you know, plan out my funeral or whatever. You know, so I could do that. Maybe it's important to consider all the dire consequences that could happen and really ruminate about them and repeat that rumination over and over again. Maybe those are really important things. But to take responsibility for it, really see what you're doing and what your arguments are and chances are that you'll find that some of the reasons why you are unhappy maybe aren't necessary at this particular moment. Or say it differently, it is necessary to focus your attention and your thinking on those stories, ideas that bring you unhappiness right now. And so this morning I talked about, you know, we live within a horizon. Horizon, if you're out at sea, there's horizons, kind of a circle all around you. And that horizon can be, if you're swimming in the ocean, your horizon is pretty small, relatively small. If you get up on the deck of a boat, the horizon's much wider. If you get up on the mast, it's even higher. If you get up on a plane, the horizon over the ocean is pretty vast. So we have an horizon, and so we limit ourselves by what we fixate on, what we think about, what we're involved in. And it can be sometimes very, very narrow, our horizon, because we're so caught up in our thoughts. But to kind of step out of our thinking and our concerns into the world of awareness or feeling or just looking around in the place we're at, it's very powerful to realize that here and now, what we're thinking about doesn't exist. So the surgery, right? For some reason I'm thinking about it today. The the days before I had it, it didn't exist. It was belongs to a virtual reality. It was the original virtual reality before computers. You know, it was just our imagination. And I remember my wife was going to have surgery. We did all this planning for it. She showed up and the doctor said, no, not today. In fact, you don't need it. And it was kind of like nice news. And but all those thoughts ahead of time, as if taking it as a real thing, the surgery was going to happen. But it didn't happen. So those thoughts were all a kind of virtual reality. They were their imagination, right? So we live often in this imaginary world of possibilities of the past and the future, of other times and other places. We live in our thoughts, and so it gives us it can give us a very small horizon to live in. So then the question, why not be happy? What happens? Do you stay in your little fixation and concern? It's important for me to stay caught up and repeat those thoughts? Or is it okay? Maybe I don't have to be happy, but maybe it's okay to kind of get up on the mast and look around, or stand up and tall on the deck and look around, get a wider horizon and see what's happening here and now. Because more often than people realize, here and now is a safe place to be. Here and now is a comfortable place to be. Here and now has many different dimensions to it. And without pretending, there are dimensions, there are ways of understanding here and now where it's possible to have a lot of gratitude for our circumstances and what's happening. It's possible to have a lot of appreciation for what's happening now. It's possible to have a lot of delight in what's happening now. And it's possible, from another perspective, to have a lot of bitterness and, look at how things are inadequate and, poor me. I'm looking across the room there and I bring my lunch in this kind of Peruvian wool shoulder bag. It's a drag to have that bag, because I bring things that sometimes leak, soups and stuff, and so I have to get a plastic bag, and and it's just like, oh, we don't always have plastic bags at home, and I'm stuck with this, poor Peruvian bag that can, and if it gets a soup, it'll spill a soup on it, I can't really wash it, and it's pretty unfortunate. That's one choice, right? Or I can look at that Peruvian bag and say, a friend of mine gave that to me, thought about me, came back from Peru, gave me this nice bag, it's nice to have, it was given to me freely, it serves me well, it's really great because at the end of the day it's soft, I can just roll it all up and put it in my backpack when I finish my lunch and stuff, and it just fits so nicely in there, I don't have to carry two things home, and isn't it great? it's kind of arbitrary, it's like, which is the truer reality? I don't know which is the truer reality. Which is the more useful way of thinking? I don't know, but which is the happier way of thinking? Why not be happy? Why not be happy? If you carry that question with you, why not be happy? be willing to wrestle with yourself. Really see if you have really good reasons for being not happy. And really debate them, consider them, look at them, question them, offer counter-arguments. Just really, don't take it for granted. And if you don't have good reasons for being unhappy, what would it take to be happy right now? What would have appreciation right now, or have gratitude right now? How close away? How close in? How far away? How close? How accessible is it to feel gratitude, appreciation, and happiness? Do you have to climb a huge spiritual mountain to feel a little bit of gratitude? Or is it really close by if you just turn towards it? Think about something. Just think about what's happening now. And is it helpful to do that? Is it helpful to make a habit of gratitude, a habit of appreciation, a habit of delight and happiness in what is? Again, not to pretend things are not terrible when they are difficult, but there's so many different dimensions, so many different choices about how we look upon any given moment. And it's okay to take some care, choice, responsibility in how you view this moment here. You don't have to just go along with whatever your mind throws at you, whatever your mind chooses to do in the moment. Sometimes it's fine to switch it around. Sometimes it's fine to open up and look more broadly and see things more in an open way. If I have a lot of thoughts about this, you know, lousy Peruvian bag, it's okay to kind of consider other options of how to appreciate that bag. And I actually appreciate it a lot. So don't rush out and get me a new one. I'm very happy with it, you know. So the question I like to offer you to play with, to experiment with, to be irritated by for a week is the question, why not be happy right now? And just sprinkle that in like salt through your day. Why not be happy and see what happens? Okay? Thank you.